scripture for today is Psalms 37:20. But the wicked will perish. The Lord's enemies will be like beauty of the fields. They will vanish like the smoke.
Father, you control everything, and I commit my ways to you. Evil will vanish like smoke, and you will make all things new. Lord, I thank you that you make me new every day, and that you refine me like silver. My highest calling is to be Christ-like, that the world might see him instead of me. In order for this to happen, I must dwell in his presence and die to self daily. Help me, dear Father, to do this. Amen.
Thought for the day. Think of all of your characteristics that are Christ-like. Oh, how I long to be like Jesus. Jesus, my Savior and friend. My hope. My holy pattern in this world of sin.
Today's action. Write down two columns. One titled Jesus, the other titled Me. List your character traits and his. How close are you to being like him? Today's treasure can be found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, reading at verse 44. For I am the Lord your God, you shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Who are you more like, my friends? More like Jesus or more like man? A true story. A millionaire had lost his wife. He only had his only son left. And he had a special painting painted of him just before he went into the army to fight in the war. During that war, the son was killed and the father was devastated. He lived out his life alone, with only his memories, his millions, and that picture. When he died, everything he owned was auctioned off because there was no one there to claim it. The first thing to come up on the auctioneer's block was the picture of his son. The auctioneer asked, "What will you give me? What will you bid?" He started very high and kept going lower and lower, and no one would bid. Then the old butler, who had spent his life working with the millionaire, remembered how much the millionaire loved his son. And he put up his hand and he bid on that painting, and he won the painting because he knew how much it would mean to the man that he had worked for. The auctioneer slammed down the gavel and he said, "Sir, you have won the auction, and the auction is over." And everyone questioned, asked, got mad. And the auctioneer explained that the millionaire had loved his son so much that whoever would bid on that painting would get everything that he had to offer. And that's the way Jesus is with us. Whoever will love our Father's Son will get everything that God has to offer.